Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. When I was in college, the first time vinyl was cool, no respectable album collection was complete without Warren Zevon's Excitable Boy LP. Sadly, Warren is gone. But members of his family now call Vermont home and are part of the food scene here. Sally Pollock, who writes for the Savervore section of the Burlington Free Press, is here to tell us about what they're up to. Sally, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
Hi, Rick.
Warren Zevon's daughter, Arielle, now living in Peacham, but some people might remember her from an ambitious project she started in Barrie.
Right. LACE is a local agricultural community exchange, and it was on Main Street in Barrie, and it opened in June of 2007, and it really encompassed a variety of programs bound by Arielle and her mother, Crystal Zevon's commitment to food, social justice, economic justice, often through food. And the enterprises there included the Bad Boy Bistro, which was a little cafe run by people who were just getting out of jail. There was a community kitchen. There was soup by donation. There was wonderful produce. And that was LACE. And it kicked off, actually, with a benefit concert by Jackson Brown. And I remember going to that concert and coming home with this beautiful bag of produce. And it was like midnight back in Burlington. And I made sliced potatoes with olive oil and chopped garlic. And all of a sudden I'm thinking, you know, maybe that song Something Fine that we always thought was about hash, as in hashish, is actually about Yukon Golds.
And it was kind of a farmer's market, wasn't it?
There was food up front. I mean, you could buy food there. There's a lot going on there, yeah. And Arielle had actually come to Vermont from Paris. She grew up in L.A. and Paris, and she moved to Vermont to go to Marlborough College. And it was the first time she saw snow, and she just sort of fell in love with Vermont. And Marlborough allowed her to bring her Basset hat. Schnooky. So that was another reason she chose Marlborough. And she's basically been in Vermont most of the time since.
What did she do after LACE closed?
She's homesteading. She moved up to a hillside in out in the middle of nowhere, actually, with her twin sons. She has sons who are 12. And she just, you know, the structure of the house was built by an ecological designer, a very small sort of one-room cabin that she's divided. And she has dug a trench, dug a well, lived for a year without electricity, then put in solar panels. So she's homesteading. She's raising animals. And now she's a cook again in Peacham.
Well, Peacham is an interesting place because Yankee Magazine once designated it as the best New England village. So how does where she live contrast with the quaint center of town?
Well, quite vividly. For one thing, her house is just really handmade by her with help from Buzz Fervor, who teaches it Yestermorrow and built it. But she used almost all salvage material to make it. The one thing she bought was a toilet seat, which is on a composting toilet. And in Peacham, you have this little cluster of a village of beautiful old white houses, couple hundred years old. Only 700 people live there. It's off Route 2, so you don't really go there unless you mean to go there. And it really looks like the first time I went was to eat an omelet made by Arielle, but it really looks like sort of this picture postcard village, which it is. I imagine they don't dig their own wells, although they did 200 years ago.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Sally Pollock, who writes for the Savervore section of the Burlington Free Press. We're discussing Arielle Zevon, who now calls Peacham home. Sally, Arielle and her mother, Crystal, they're running the Peacham Cafe, as you mentioned. How did the restaurant get started?
Well, that's a long story, and I'll answer. Arielle said to me, every question you ask will just confuse you more. And she was right about that, because I proceeded to ask questions. But basically, about a dozen years ago, community members of Peacham were looking to create some kind of community center after the general store closed. It had been further down the Bailey Hazen Road. And there were various ideas thrown around, but there was this persistent and consistent effort. And there was a grant, a $40,000 grant from the Preservation Trust of Vermont from over a decade ago that was held on to. There was fundraising within the town. 65% of the people in the town gave money, $160,000 in total, to create a cafe. And Arielle and her mother were sort of contracted to run it. and they call themselves Chez Mami. And I was like, I want to go to Chez Mami. We all want to be at Chez Mami.
I visited Peacham several times, and until a small gift shop opened a few years ago, it was a great place to see, but there wasn't really anything to do. So how is the cafe changing that in town?
Well, people say it's really become what it was intended to be. This is the second season it opened. It's opened Thursdays through Sundays for breakfast and lunch, and it's a gathering place, as people said, and there's an outdoor place, and you can sit at tables outside, hang out, go in, and some of the money was raised. For instance, one man, there were auctions. One man won a bid on a cup of coffee a day, and he goes every day, but he's upgraded to a latte, and so you can see his little picture on the iPad ordering machine, and that's him for his latte. So it really is a central spot. But I have to say, eating up in Peacham at Ariel's Farm is pretty good too. I had a cup of coffee in both places, and even if she's, you know, however she's cooking, she manages to make, she makes beautiful, beautiful food.
And how have things gone so far for the Zevons there at the cafe?
They've gone well. I mean, people are coming, and I walked in the other day or a couple of weeks ago, and they're spread before me on this counter and spread before everything were these, everyone were these pastries, cakes, bagels, and actually freshly picked strawberries. And I was like, my God, you guys make all this? And Crystal said, no, Ariel makes it. I put hot water into tea. And she's, you know, in back cooking, and so she does the prep food cooking and the line cooking. And, you know, you asked earlier how things are different. At home, she's cooking outside over a fire in the warm months, and then her cook stove is a wood stove that also heats the house in the winter. So it's quite different. And they are connected by her chickens as well. The eggs you'll eat at the Peacham Cafe probably came from chickens up at Ariel's Farm, and maybe the bacon, I'm not sure, but she just gave a big pig to the Weirdo Fest that was held last weekend. So she's still giving away food even as she cooks in pretty Peacham.
Love it. Sally Pollock writes for the Save and War section of the Burlington Free Press. Sally, thanks again for joining us at the VPR Cafe.
Thanks. Nice to be here.